This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and L'zeicha Nishmas Imi Morosi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Socha Beresh. One of the payments made by one who injures another person is the payment of Nezek. As the Pasuk says in this week's Parsha, Ayin tachas ayin, shein tachas shein, yod tachas yod, regel tachas regel. When one person injures another and causes him permanent loss in his physical value, for example, if he knocks out the other person's eye, the Torah says ayin tachas ayin. He pays the value of the eye in compensation for the eye that he knocked out. It does not mean that we actually knock out the mazik's eye, as the simple reading of the pasuk seems to say, but rather ayin tachas ayin, pay the value of the eye for the eye that you knocked out. And the Gemara explains that this is calculated by evaluating the injured person as if he was a slave being sold in the marketplace. We evaluate how much more he was worth before losing the eye and how much he's worth now. And the mazik pays the difference. That is what ayin tachas ayin means, a monetary compensation. Says the Vilna Gaon that this is alluded to in the words ayin tachas ayin. If you look at the word ayin, the word ayin is spelled ayin yud nun. The letters that follow after the word ayin, the letters that follow the ayin yud nun, would be after the ayin comes a pei, after the yud comes a chaf, and after the nun comes a samach. And that spells kesef, money. Ayin tachas ayin. If you want to know what type of compensation we are referring to, tachas ayin, look underneath the word ayin. Look at the letters after ayin. Look at the letters after ayin yud nun. And that spells kesef. It's a monetary compensation, not actually knocking out the mazik's eye. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that the pasuk says towards the end of the parsha, in Perek Chaf Gimel, pasuk Chaf Hei, Va'avatem eis Hashem lekechem. If you will serve Hashem your God, uverach eslach mecha vesmeimecha, He will bless your bread and your water. Ask for Bekiveger. Why does the pasuk start in the plural and end in the singular? It starts va'avadtem eis Hashem lekechem. If you will serve Hashem, va'avadtem in the plural, and then switches to the singular, uverach lach mecha, and He will bless your bread, lach mecha in the singular. If it started in the plural by saying va'avadtem, it should have said uverach lach mechem, not lach mecha. Why start in the plural and end in the singular? Says Rabbi Kiveger that the highest level of tefillah is tefillah b'tzibur, and the highest level of schar that one can receive is when he receives the schar b'tzino, quietly. Because the Gemara says, Ein ha-brocha mitzuya ela b'davar ha-samui min ha-oyen. Brocha is only found on things that are hidden and not openly displayed. Therefore, says Rabbi Kiveger, when the pasuk says, Va'avatem es Hashem alekeichem, it is referring to avoida shebelev, tefillah. And if one davens b'tzibur, as indicated by the Lashon Rabbim of Vavadtem, he does Vavadtem on the highest level, then his schar will also be on the highest level. Uverach eslach mecha, in the singular, privately, somu min ha'ayin, which is the highest level of reward. If he davens at the highest level, bitzibor Vavadtem, then his reward will also be on the highest level, bitzina, uverach lach mecha ve'esmei mecha. Rabbi Kiveger adds that many times people have excuses for not davening b'tzibur, either because of parnasa, he has to get to work, or the person may not be feeling so well, and because of health reasons, he does not daven b'tzibur. To this the Torah says, Va'avatem eis Hashem alekechem. Va'avatem in the plural, daven b'tzibur. And if your excuse is parnasa, the pasuk continues, Uveirach eslach mecha v'esmeimecha. Hashem will bless your bread and your water. Hashem will take care of your parnasa. And if your excuse is health, the pasuk continues, Vasi roisi machala mikabecha, I am the one who can remove sicknesses from you. So daven b'tzibur, and Hashem will give you parnosa and give you health. Another answer given to the question why the pasuk starts b'loshen rabim and ends b'loshen yochid is given by the Sefer HaPiryon, Reb Shlomo Ganzfried, the mechaber of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He answers based on the pasuk in Kehelas, Perek Hei, pasuk Yud Aleph. The pasuk says, Misuka shenas ha'oved, sweet is the sleep of a worker. Ima'atvim harbe hi oichel, whether he eats a little bit or a lot, he sleeps well, because he works from 9 to 5, and when his day is over, he is not losing any sleep over his investment, and he therefore sleeps well. Misuka shenas ha'oved. However, V'hasava le'osher, the abundance that the rich person has, enenu meniach le'lishoin, does not allow him to sleep, because he has worries and concerns over his assets, so he cannot sleep at night as well as the simple worker. The Sefer HaPeryon explains the pasuk a bit differently. He says that the whole pasuk is referring to the worker, referring to the oved. True, the worker sleeps well because he's not worried about his money, but that's only if he's sameach bechelkoi and does not look at the asher with jealousy. He's happy with his own lot and not wishing that he had the money of the asher. And that's what the pasuk in Kehelet says. Misuka shnasa oved imat v'imhar be'oichel. The sleep of the worker is good and sweet, but that's only if he looks at himself and is not jealous of the money of the asher. Continues the pasuk, v'hasova le'asher einenu meniach loy lishoin. The wealth of the asher will not let the worker sleep, even though he sleeps well because he's not worried about his investments. But if he's looking at the sova le'asher, then einenu meniach loy lishoin, it will not allow the worker to sleep because of his jealousy. Says the Sefer HaPeryon, that's the bracha of uverach eslach mecha v'esmeimecha b'loshin yachid. If you look at what you have alone, lach mecha, your bread, meimecha, your water, and do not look at what others have, then what Hashem gives you will be a bracha. But if you look at that others have more than you, v'hasova la'osher einenu meniach le'lishon, then even if you have lechem and mayim, you won't be able to sleep at night because you are envious of the sova la'osher. So the bracha will be when lach mecha and meimecha are b'loshin yachid, you only look at your bread and your water. Then you will be zeicher to sleep well at night, misuka shnas ha'oved.